I'm John Moenkel reporting from the Drake Stadium infield, being joined by the Iowa Falls Alden boys 4x200-meter relay team. To start out, I'll just have each introduce yourself with your name and your grade.
I'm Andrew Bartlett, and I'm a senior.
I'm Levi Langford, and I'm a senior.
I'm Cruz Burrows. I'm a freshman.
I'm Thomas Ogden. I'm a sophomore.
All right, so sixth place today, 129.97, and a new PR by about a second and a half. Tell me what gave you guys the speed here today to ultimately run your best time of the year and place the state meet?
Well, we were actually kind of coming in a little stressed out and a little late to the race. Our coach was kind of yelling at us to get ready. But I think just like all the practice that we put into this and kind of all the meets prior to this, like it's gotten us prepared for this. So we were still comfortable and we knew what we were doing.
We took preparation for this meet very serious, and then we just came out here and performed, and we did what we wanted to do, and that was get a medal. And yeah, I think we ran very good. And yeah, that's about it.
I feel like we're a little more locked in on practice this week, and we fixed all of our mistakes and we just got better.
I think a big thing was just the atmosphere, just being able to run at Drake Stadium with just having the opportunity to run at state made us want to be better than what we were.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys describe the journey of this group from where you started all the way up until this point? Because obviously we've got a couple experienced guys with you guys with being the seniors, and then one of you being a freshman kind of was a brand new group this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the relay just itself, it changed a little bit through the season because a few guys were coming in and coming out. But I think after a few meets, we really got it. We got it going and we got a system going. And I think that just kind of knowing what your job is going into the meet and kind of just doing your duty, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, no, I think that when we first found out that we could make state in the – or, like, have a good time in the 4x2, we were like, you know, we just got to keep working at that. And then – Harms, he was just a little iffy on putting us in it, and then he was just trying to win meets, and we finally got it to click, and then here we are.
Felt really good. I'm surrounded by leaders, Andrew and Levi, and yeah, we just got better throughout the whole season. Like Andrew said, you know, the relay changed around, a couple guys came in and out. But once we found this group and we watched the time slowly and slowly drop each meet, we knew that we had a chance to do something big at state.
Especially for you seniors, I know you guys both competed here in the past, right? What are the most important lessons that you've gained from these experiences of being able to compete at these state type of events?
I think just kind of like going into a meet or like any game in a sporting event, just kind of having the underdog mentality, especially since we're a smaller school and stuff. We're not as big and as tall, but obviously, as you can see, we can still do big things and we can perform better than people think we can. So it's just kind of like overcoming those odds and just doing better than people think you can.
I'd just say embrace the environment and just like everything else around you is just trying to make you better. Just always learn and take in always what you can. So always be listening.
And for you underclassmen, I guess, what have you taken away from this state meet experience here so far, being kind of new to the event, right? I know you ran yesterday too, but
just always be on time. You know, we came into this very late. You know, we just got in here as our race was pretty much about to start, and just it's really important to be on time, and it's a really good environment to be around.
How about you?
Yeah, I just felt like a lot more locked in today than I usually am at our meets, and I think that contributed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Last question for you guys. Just what does it mean to be able to represent your school and community down here at the state level?
It means a lot. Coach Harms, he puts in the most work out of any coach, I think, on a team, and he spends day and night putting sheets together and practices, and he knows what each person is the best at, and he kind of utilizes each person to unite in the team that way. So he's done a great job, and he's a great leader, and we appreciate having him. So.
Yeah, no, Harms, he's just a great coach. He does a lot of stuff for us, and we're always just trying to make him seem better, and he's making us better at the same time. So,
yeah, Coach Harms spends a lot of his time, like his free time, making our practice plans and all that stuff. I'm just glad to have him and to finally win. Yeah.
It means a lot to come down here and represent our small school. You know, like they said, Coach Harms, he's a really good coach. He's given us such a good opportunity to be able to come down here and perform at state. He knows that we could do better than, you know, what we have been. We've shown that.
All right, that's been the Iowa Falls Alden boys 4x200-meter relay team joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports, placing sixth here in Class 2A.